Welcome back. Our pastor spoke at length, took a lot of time to establish us on this mystery.
I've not finished.
Of course.
I've not even started.
Okay. So we'll have subsequent parts of this episode. Mm-hmm. Okay, so he has made it clear that all the stories in the Old Testament are shadows of Christ and the church.
That's right.
And they are all to make this agenda, this mystery of God, clearer and clearer. Mm-hmm. So I asked him a question from the various things he was saying today. I asked you, sir, about the place of will. You know, just before we round off this particular episode,
yes,
the place of will, because you said characters, he wrote the script and there are characters, and then he pushed the serpents, then there was Adam, there was Eve. So my point is, did the serpents have his own will? Was it God that made him to do what he did, or was his own will? Could he have said no?
Have stopped.
What if he decided to say no? Would that not have defeated the purpose of God?
No. God knew that he will not say no.
Okay.
We have already established it. God knows. It's not gambling with characters.
He
could not have chosen Peter to betray Christ.
Hey.
He could not have chosen John, who was always his shoulder, his head on his chest. He could not have chosen him. Can't you see Peter carry sword to finish somebody? Even Satan. Satan is not everybody he uses.
Satan is also a character in this. Satan is a servant of God.
Oh, there is a beast. There's a spirit. There is a spirit called the beast. It is when a beast described, you know, in various ways.
Yes,
now. God is a spirit. Satan is also a spirit. Okay, so you understand that whatever you see manifesting physical is first inspired from the spirit world. And it's not even everybody that Satan uses. Now, that's the truth. If you are not a thief, there is no spirit can push you to go and steal, because you will refuse to steal, because it's not in you. When Satan wants to tempt every man, including me here, his first assignment is to study what is your weakness. It is that weakness that he uses. The same thing also God. When God wants to use you, he also looks at what is the nature in you that he can also use. I'm talking about service now.
Okay.
Not salvation.
Okay,
it's not salvation. I'm talking about service. Who God uses. Because saving you, God is not saving you so that he will use you.
Okay.
It's not a short demand of what to use.
Yes, sir.
He can raise stones. He can use animals. He can use anything. He can use water, use wind, use anything at all. You know, use witch. In fact, you notice, he said, I will restore. Joel 2:25.
Yes, sir.
What the canker worm, the caterpillar, he said, my great army that I sent among you. So he used Babylon. He used Nebuchadnezzar. He used the Medo-Persians. He used the Medians.
The
Romans. Use all of them.
That's true.
You know, if I call Cyprus an unbeliever, his servant. He even allow Balaam the ability to communicate with him. Even the witch of Endor. Whoever he wants to use to achieve his purpose, he will use it. You have to take note of that.
So God doesn't gamble with characters.
No.
So by foreknowledge, he knows what is happening to do.
He knows.
Okay.
Before he will use me to boldly bring out some of this, knowing that these entire people will stone me when I'm going on the road. He knows that I will not be afraid of anybody. If I know the truth, I will say it. That is why he revealed it to me. And I told him, talk more, I will say it.
Amen.
And they can do me nothing. Amen. Can't do me anything. Can't even be angry with me.
Okay, sir. Yes. Two things I would like to ask you, sir. You made a shocking statement. You've said this thing before, but today...
You got something clearer.
No. Yes.
Yes. What did you get?
Genesis 3.
Yes.
That I will put enmity between thee and the woman.
The seed of the woman.
Thy seed and her seed. Yes.
Yes.
The prophecy of Isaiah 9 verse 6.
Yes.
And Isaiah 7 verse 14.
Yes.
Isaiah
verse 6, it says, unto us
a child is born,
and unto us a son is given.
But in chapter 7 verse 14, it says a sign.
Yes. It says a sign.
Yes. And what will happen?
Therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign.
Mm-hmm.
Behold, a virgin shall conceive.
Uh-huh.
and bear a son, mm-hmm. and call, shall call his name Emmanuel.
So my question is, this one of Isaiah and Genesis.
Now, I want you to take note that he called it virgin.
Mm-hmm.
Eh?
Mm-hmm.
He called it virgin.
Virgin.
Why is he, and then we are saying that it is Israel.
Yes.
He didn't talk of a woman.
Mm.
Mary was a type of Israel.
Mm.
Virgin in the sense that they have only him as their God. Mm. They were no idol worshippers. Mm. They were set apart from the world.
Mm.
Undefiled by idolatry. Undefiled because they know him and him alone to be their God.
Mm.
That is why they are a virgin nation.
Mm. Amen.
Amen and amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Okay,
amen. So he was not talking of Mary. We're talking of the nation of Israel.
Hallelujah.
Genesis 3:15.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, sir. I think my second question would be, what is the importance or the essence of this knowledge? You said you spoke for over 50 minutes.
And I'm ready to talk for another 2 hours.
And somebody is going to catch something today.
Yes.
What's the essence of this whole knowledge, this mystery?
Because if I am able to convince the listener about this mystery, that it is our salvation, then we will now place ourselves properly on what part of that agenda are we now. Then you will see how close to the end. Then it will give you reason to take heed to what Peter said, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. That is the whole purpose of this. Because you will see that at this end of time, we are able to see the handwriting on the wall that lets us know the world is coming to an end. If you know this, this is what he put it there, verse 11 of 2 Peter chapter 3.
Okay.
Okay.
No. Start then, from verse 10. 10 and verse 11.
But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night.
Because that is where the warning is.
Mm. The which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat.
Mm-hmm.
The earth also and the works that therein shall be burned up.
Mm-hmm.
Seeing then that all these
seeing
things shall be dissolved.
Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved.
What manner of persons ought you to be?
Can you see? What manner of persons ought we to be?
In all holy conversation and godliness.
See?
Looking for and hasting unto the coming of the day of God.
Wherein
the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we according to
Oh, glory be to
Amen.
God.
For new heavens and a new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness.
So,
wherefore, beloved,
seeing
that ye look for such things, be diligent that ye may be found of him in peace, without spot and blameless.
I have rounded up for today.
Okay. Wow, thank you so much, sir.
My God.
You've spoken at length. Well, this is to give a background to this topic.
That's right.
That's the purpose. Nothing more. That's the only reason.
Because we still have a lot of questions to ask you.
Ask. Within this agenda, God has schooled his bride well in this age.
Amen.
The fivefold ministers. I'm talking about the fivefold ministers.
Amen.
Yes.
I'm not talking about tight eating ministers. I mean, people who go set up ministry for stomach. You know, I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about those
who obtain
the true fivefold will bring you to the word of God.
Amen.
And shape you.
Amen.
Yes.
Okay, we want to thank you for watching or fellowshipping with us in our Bible study this evening. The mystery of God, Revelation 10:7. We're just getting started.
Man.
There's still a lot of things that the pastor will say.
Let them bring their questions.
Yes.
Let them text their questions. Maybe they can also ask that during the question and answer session.
Of course.
Text it to our usual number for question and answers.
Amen.
Okay, shown on the screen. And then text it. Send the text or you call Monday. On Monday, every Monday, 7 p.m.
Yes.
I will be there to make this things clearer and clearer and clearer.
Amen.
Thank you.
The whole message of salvation will be made brought out clearly in this topic, the mystery of God. Please don't miss it. Send your questions, as the pastor has said, via WhatsApp or text messages, or call us on Monday night, 7 p.m. The pastor will answer you live. Above all, don't miss the next episode of Rapture Watch, because we'll continue with this series, The Mystery of God, Revelations 10:7. God bless you, and until we meet again, may you be rapturable. Shalom to the brother.
Amen.